briefs of everything you would otherwise have missed. Our roundup of snippets you would otherwise have missed is longer than ever this edition. Enjoy! The Duke of Wellington in Hatfield-Peveril is back open again, following a month-long major revamp with twice as many staff before it closed on April the 15th. The interior and exterior of the pub has undergone a complete revitalisation, featuring contemporary decor additions that inject a fresh and modern atmosphere into the venue. Proudly declaring itself a football-free zone, the pub welcomes families to come together and unwind, with a play area ensuring the kids stay happily entertained. Braintree-based teacher trainers met with Braintree MP James Cleverley to discuss how to encourage local graduates and career changers to train to teach in schools in Braintree, Halstead and Headingham. The discussion also looked at current challenges faced by schools nationally and within the constituency, how these challenges are exacerbated by the current recruitment and retention crisis, and what the future of teaching looks like. They are part of Mid-Essex Initial Teacher Training, a business based at Notley High School and Braintree Sixth Form. Major works at the new Bewley Park Railway Station in Chelmsford are set to cause disruption to the trains in Essex over 3 days of bank holiday weekend. To keep the construction work going, Greater Anglia Services London Bound will terminate at Witham, with passengers transferred to replacement buses. There will be fast buses to Billericay for London Bound passengers at around 50 minutes, with stopper buses to Billericay via Hatfield-Peveril and Chelmsford taking around 1 hour and 5 minutes. Connecting train services will run between Billericay and London Liverpool Street, stopping at Shenfield and Stratford. Staff at Balti Night Restaurant in Braintree are celebrating after receiving a Restaurant Guru 2024 award for excellence in food and service. Restaurant Guru is a search platform that compiles and provides information on restaurants' reviews, menus, photos, and adds ratings from agencies such as Google, Yelp, and Facebook. Now they are planning to offer some exciting deals and special events at Balti Night so customers can enjoy the win too. Staff at the Body Shop store in Braintree are anxiously waiting to see if the business finds a buyer. FRP Advisor, which has been overseeing the business since it collapsed in February, says the remaining shops are now up for sale along with the rest of the assets of the business. All restructure attempts have failed. A sister shop to the Little Bagel Box Food Truck opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday, May the 25th, on the Ongar Road Trading Estate at Great Dunmo. It will trade 6 days a week, while the truck will still be visiting its normal locations on its usual days. The Bagel Box shop will be offering a new menu, including homemade salads and soups, and selections of breads, rolls, cakes, all from Jewish bakeries. John Bunyan Primary School and Nursery, Braintree, has received a good Ofsted rating following its first inspection in 6 years. Pupils say their teachers are the best thing about the school because they make lessons interesting, and staff expect youngsters to get fully involved with their learning to a high standard. As a constructive feedback, the report says the school's wider curriculum is organised in a way which does not always help teachers to identify the progress pupils are making in different subjects. A new site has been opened as part of Forest School provision at St John the Baptist Primary School in Pebmarsh. The site, complete with campfire, mudslide and plenty of trees to climb and swing from, sits behind the park and village hall for the children to boost their outdoor experience, It has been set up with the help of the parish council. Results of a public consultation on improvements to the skate park in Ramsey Road, Halstead, back in 2022, are finally giving birth to action. The existing site was closed off this week so work could begin on a completely new look. Alongside the skate revamp, there will be amenities for both younger and older children and outdoor gym equipment. Essex County Council's Care Technology Service has reached its 10,000th user since its launch in 2021. It helps people in the county live safely and independently through the use of monitoring and alert equipment like alarm systems, medication dispensers, and location trackers. The monitoring and response service provided has attended 4,089 response visits and helped 1,995 people who have fallen. Long service dedication was rewarded for Braintree businessman David Bell of Simbock Limited as the Federation of Small Businesses celebrated its 50th anniversary. David, a member for 18 years and its current chairman, was named a local hero for always going the extra mile for fellow business owners. 30 years trading in Maldon are being celebrated by the owners of Classic Professional Dry Cleaners at 156 High Street. Dean Moorcroft recalls it opening in May 1994 when the family business made the move from Romford, where it had opened 10 years earlier. It still involves his daughter and father. A procession led by the Caledonian Pipe Band setting off from the Avenue at 8:15 p.m. before finishing at the River Walk by Chipping Hill Bridge for a short service and beacon lighting is being organised by Witham Town Council to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day on June the 6th. Watchdogs have helped Tollisant Darcy St Nicholas Primary Academy celebrate its first inspection as an academy with good ratings throughout. Ofsted inspectors praised it for its positive learning environment, supportive relationships between staff and pupils, and the implementation of an ambitious curriculum focused on academic achievement. Councillor Andrew Lay has been re-elected as Maldon Town Mayor for a third consecutive year. Maldon West Ward Councillor John Driver will be the new Deputy Town Mayor and his wife, Mrs. Denise Driver, Deputy Mayoress. Andy Mundy has been elected Mayor of Halstead and Town Council Chairman for the third time with Jim Bond as Vice Chairman. Homes and businesses in around Halstead lost power for around an hour on Tuesday, May the 14th, in a forewarned cut as engineers carried out essential electricity work. A group of 31 Spanish studying pupils enjoyed a four-day cultural excursion with the chance to practice the language while on holiday from Helena Romana's school, Dunmore.